欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie， 今天呢，我们要继续的和卢涵来分享这部非常有意思的电影《蒸发的摩根夫妇》。
Hi everyone, I'm Luhan. Welcome back to our second installment of Did You Hear About the Morgans?
昨天我们说到呢，正在分居的 Paul 和 Mel 呢，不幸的成为了一件谋杀案的目击证人，所以他们被警察保护了起来，带到了一个非常偏远的叫 Ray 的小镇。来到这里以后呢， Paul 还是想尽力的挽回他和 Mel 的婚姻。
While adjusting to Ray, Paul tries to rekindling their marriage.
Look, Paul, I know how hard you're trying. Really, I do. I'm not completely oblivious. And believe me, it would be so much easier if I could just make myself forget. But when I look at you, I just feel regret and sadness and a deep desire to see you suffer intense pain.
Listen, that's not a problem. That is not a problem. I am more than willing to hurt myself. Or would you prefer to do it? Whatever it takes. Look, just tell me what to do.Tell me.
I don't know. I don't know.
Look, the thing is, Mel, I'm just trying to be realistic. You know, I'm human. I made a mistake. I'm not perfect.
No, I know you're not. But I was so in love with you. And now I'm so disappointed. And I don't trust you anymore.
All right.
其实呢 Paul 一直都在努力的好好表现，一直都在尝试着挽回他们的婚姻，而对此呢 Mel 其实也不是毫无感觉。
Mel says, look Paul, I know how hard you're trying, really I do, I'm not completely oblivious. Mel 就说呢，我知道你在努力，我也并不是完全无动于衷。这个 oblivious 就是无动于衷，看不见听不见的意思。 For example, you can say, the book had me so captivated that was oblivious to the chaos around me. 这本书把我深深吸引住了，周围再吵再闹我也听不见。Oblivious 就是 O-B-L-I-V-I-O-U-S。
虽然 Mel 说呢自己并不是完全的无动于衷，但是他现在呀也坦诚了这个问题到底出在哪儿呢。
She says, I was so in love with you, and now I'm so disappointed, and I don't trust you anymore. 我曾经那么爱你，但是我现在呢就是非常失望，我已经不能再相信你了。
还包罗，我知道你努力想挽回，真的，我懂，我也并不是毫不在意。相信我，但是你要知道，如果我能忘掉那件事，也许就容易多了。然而，每当我看到你，我就感到深深的懊悔，很悲伤，并极度渴望看到你能够受折磨。
听着，这根本不成问题。没有问题，我愿意受到折磨，或者你愿意自己动手打，我愿意付出任何代价。听着。叫你告诉我该怎么做。
我不知道。我不知道。
听着，现在是魅力，我一定尽力设法来解决我们之间的问题。我只是个普通的人，我犯了错，我不完美。
我知道你不完美。可是我那么深爱过你。然而现在我只是失望透了。而且我再也不能信任你了。
好吧，晚安。
那夫妻之间呢，失去了最起码的信任呢，看来问题真的是很严重。到底怎么样才能够赢回 Mel 的信任呢？这需要 Paul 付出更多的努力了。
Our true love.
与此同时，在纽约的那个杀手找到了 Mel 的助手，并在他那里安装了窃听器，希望能够发现 Mel 的行踪。在 Ray 这个小镇呢，第二天早上 Wheeler 夫妇出去巡逻了，只有 Paul 和 Mel 留在了家里。这里的安静实在是让 Mel 无法忍受，也让他格外的怀念纽约。
What if we never get out of here? What if we never go to Lincoln Center again? Or see the Mets? Or see our friends? Or sit on the Great Lawn reading the New York Times? Or watch Shakespeare in the Park? Or go to Nobu? Or order Chinese? Oh God! Do you know how long it would take to order Chinese? It'd be weeks and it would be cold!
Okay, stop. Now listen to me. We are here, and there's nothing we can do about it. There's no phone calls to make, there's no connections to work, there's no favors to call in.I think that you should treat it as a vacation, a welcome break in your busy schedule.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, you're right. Okay. Oh, God, I'm going back in the kitchen!
Well, at least you gave it your best shot. That's really all we can ask.
说起纽约啊 ，Mel 是格外的怀念。
What if we never get out of here? 我们要是永远都走不了怎么办？他就列举了一系列如果不能回纽约的话，也就不能做的事情。比如说 ，We'll never go to Lincoln Center again， 就是不能再去林肯中心了。Or see the Mets， 这个 Mets 就是 short for Metropolitan Museum， 就是大都会博物馆。Or see our friends， 去拜访朋友。Or sit on the Great Lawn reading New York Times， 坐在草地上阅读《纽约时报》。Or watch Shakespeare in the park， 或者在公园里面欣赏莎翁的戏剧。Or go to Nobu。Nobu 呢是一个纽约特别著名的日本餐馆。Or order Chinese， 甚至都不能点中国外卖了。这个时候呢 ，Paul 想尽力安慰他。He says， I think that you should treat it as a vacation， a welcome break in your busy schedule。我觉得呢，你应该把这个看作一次度假，或者是百忙之中一次放松的机会。
要是我们永远无法离开这儿呢？要是我们再也去不了林肯中心？或者观赏不到大都会美术馆，或者拜访我们的朋友，或者坐在草坪上读纽约时报，或者在公园里看话剧，或者去日本餐厅或外教中国菜。我的天哪，要等多久才能吃到中国菜？
好了，够了啊，够了，听我说，我们在这里确实很无奈，不能打电话，不能联系业务，不能受人之托。我建议你把这当作休假，当作你繁忙行程中愉快的假期，好吗？
好吧，
很好，
好，你说的对，好，
看吧，你真乖。
哎呀，我要疯了，我受不了。
你尽力试试，不能有过分的要求。
待在这里极度无聊的 Mel 和 Paul 呢，一起出去慢跑，没有想到回来的时候啊，竟然碰到了熊。为了帮助 Paul 摆脱熊呢， Mel 不小心把驱熊的这个喷雾器喷到了 Paul 的眼睛里。
When Paul gets bear repellent sprayed in his eyes, he's taken to the only doctor in town.
在小镇的医院里呢， Mel 偷偷的给纽约的领养中心打了电话，显然这暴露了他的行踪。回到 Wheeler 夫妇的家里之后呢， Mel 告诉 Paul 自己在两个月前就已经提交了申请，打算领养一个孩子。
好。I called the Gotham Adoption Agency. I filed for adoption 2 months ago.
You did?
So I wanted to tell them that I couldn't go through with it now.
Yeah, 2 months ago, then? Must have been a big decision for you.
Well, I really thought about telling you, but I didn't...really know where we were at. And to be honest, you know, from the time that we started having trouble getting pregnant, you weren't exactly supportive.
I was the one who suggested adoption in the first place.
Then why did we never meet with an adoption agency?
Because by that time, you had become so wired and so crazed that they would not have let us raise a goldfish, let alone a baby.
You know, I was wired from the hormone shots, and I am not normally that crazy. And instead of you staying home and dealing with it,You flew off to L.A. on a business meeting, and then you...
Oh, right! I know what I did. I slept with someone else, and I'm sorry.
回到家里后 ，Meryl 这样对 Paul 说 ：“I filed for adoption 2 months ago。”他说呢，我两个月以前实际上就申请领养一个孩子了。So I wanted to tell them that I couldn't go through with it now。所以我打电话是想跟他们说，我现在不能过去完成手续。
说到领养孩子的这个话题呢，其实 Paul 和 Mel 啊在分居之前就谈到过，当时 Mel 呢就提出说想领养一个孩子，但是 Paul 似乎一直在犹豫不决。
但是 Paul 不承认， He says I was the one who suggested adoption in the first place， 最早还是我提出了这个领养的方案呢。 And Mel says Then why did we never meet with an adoption agency？ 那我们为什么从来没去过领养中心呢？ And Paul says Because by that time you had become so wired and so crazedthat they would not have let us raise a goldfish, let alone a baby. 因为那个时候那么歇斯底里，他们肯定连金鱼都不会让我们养的，更何况一个孩子呢。Paul 在里面说 let alone a baby, let alone 就是更何况的意思。For example, I can say, I have too much work to do today. I don't even have time for a coffee, let alone having lunch with you. 我今天工作特别多，连喝咖啡的时间都没有，更何况和你共进午餐呢。
Paulo,、我打电话给纽约领养中心。我两个月前申请了领养小孩。
真的？
我要告诉他们，我现在没办法过去继续完成手续。
两个月前？那对你来说一定是个重大决定。
我原本想告诉你，但我不太确定我们的情况，而且老实说，我一直觉得从我们希望怀孕开始，你的表现好像并不是非常支持。
你要这么做真是不可思议啊！我是当初最早建议去领养的人。
那为什么我们从不去领养中心？
因为那个时候你已经变得歇斯底里了，他们连金鱼都不会让我们养的，更别说是养小孩了。
我变怪异是因为注射激素，我通常不会那么疯狂。然而你不但没有待在家里陪我解决问题，而是飞到了洛杉矶开会，然后你就
没错，行了，我知道我干了什么，我跟别人睡了觉，我也很抱歉，对不起。
由于 Mel 打电话到领养中心的时候呢，那里没有人接听，所以他只是留了言。后来领养中心回了电话到 Mel 的公司，所以 Mel 的助手很快就得知了 Mel 那天所去的小镇医院的电话。
Meryl Morgan's office? She's not in today. Hello, Ms. Pinger. Yes, from the adoption agency. What? Meryl called you yesterday. Do you happen to have that number? Yes, she just called. Hold on, just one moment. Yes, go ahead. Thank you so much, Ms. Pinger. All right.
来到了 Ray 这个小镇，再次生活在一起之后呢， Paul 和 Mel 又开始争吵了。这天 Paul 问起 Wheeler 太太他们是如何保持婚姻美满幸福的。
I really just wanted to apologize for any trouble we may have caused you. You know, I know there's been a certain amount of screaming and shouting. It's fine.
That's okay. I know what it's like. Me and Clay had a few humdingers.
Really? You see, that's quite comforting to hear because you two seemI'm so happy.
Well, we are. That doesn't mean we haven't almost cut it short a few times.
Really? How did you two patch things up, if I might ask?
Well, he bought me a Remington 270 with a nut scope and M engraved on it. And he gave me some cows. I love cows.
Brilliant. I wish I thought of the cows thing. That's good.
Yeah, there was this one time we were really butting heads. Something about his brother. It's not important, but anyway, it got to where we weren't even hardly talking. And he asked me out on a date.
A date?
Yeah. Just like two kids in high school. He asked me out.We went out to dinner, we talked, and worked like magic.
Very interesting.
Emma 回忆了他们婚姻中发生过的一件事情 She says, Yeah, there was this one time we were really butting heads. 有一次我们呢真的是吵僵了。这个 butting heads 就是头顶头的意思。
哎，就是一个很形象的比喻啊。我们也经常说这两个人啊顶上牛了，就是互不相让。
It got to where we were even hardly talking. 反正闹到了我们甚至不能说话的地步。And he asked me out on the date. 然后呢，他就约我出去约会。
我抱歉，我很想为我们吵闹 给你们带来的麻烦道歉。我知道我们经常这样大吵大闹。
没关系，我了解这种事儿。我科内也有过几次这样激烈的争执。
真的？那我好受多了，因为你们两个看起来似乎都很幸福。
我们是，但这并不表示我没有想到过要分手。
真的？我能请教你们如何解决这个问题吗？
啊，对，他给我买了有夜视功能的雷明顿的高级步枪，上面刻着艾玛我的名字，还送了牛。太棒了，我喜欢牛。
聪明，我想送牛是个非常好的主意。
有一次呢，我们吵得天翻地覆的，跟他的兄弟有关，其实也不是什么大事。不过反正之后呢，我们一直在冷战，直到最后他邀请我出去约会。
约会？
对，就像两个高中的孩子。他邀请我出去，我们去吃晚餐，我们聊天，然后我们就和好了。
真有意思。
听到 Emma 讲的这个故事呢， Paul 也是受到了启发，他也决定啊主动的约 Mel 出来约会。
Paul and Mel go on a date in town.
约会的过程啊并不是太顺利，而且在回家的路上呢， Paul 还迷了路。这个时候 Mel 问起了一直放在他心底的那个问题，当时为什么 Paul 会选择和另外一个女人在一起。
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why her?
You want to discuss this now? In the middle of absolutely nowhere?
Yeah, I know, it's probably not the time, but why her? I mean, you meet lots of them, and you're always at lunches and meetings, so why her? And was it just that she was pretty?
Who said she was pretty? She was quite hideous, actually. A leper, really. I mean, if the Elephant Man had a sister...
I Googled her.
Oh.
Yeah, she's pretty.So, what's she like?
Reserved, I don't know, but cynical.
Yeah, no, I can see that. That makes sense. It's probably like, you know, going to a spa. Very quiet and cool and laid back andNobody nagging you or asking you questions like some crazy, neurotic woodpecker who won't let go of an issue until it's been pecked to death.
It was nothing. It was nothing. It was really nothing. It was, you know, I was stupid. I'd had a few drinks. I was upset about us. And it just happened. And I did not enjoy it. I was feeling guilty the whole time. And her perfume smelled a bit like a burrito.And you are easily the sexiest, most exciting woman I have ever been with or ever wished to be with.
Mm-hmm. I sort of believe you.
Progress.
天黑了，两个人在一个陌生的地方迷了路，确实这不是一个特别适合问问题的时候，但是 Mel 实在忍不住了，他终于问出了那个憋在心里面很长时间的问题，就是那个女人到底她是什么样的呢？你怎么就会喜欢她呢？
Paul says she's reserved, a bit cynical. 她呢属于比较内敛的那种，说话还喜欢讽刺人。 And Mel says, oh, I can see that. That makes sense. 说啊，那我现在有点明白了。It was probably like, you know, going to a spa, very quiet and cool and laid back. 它可能就有点像你去 spa 做按摩一样，也挺平静的，很清爽，又特别放松。这个 laid back 就是放松、随便的意思。For example, I can say in California, the general atmosphere is very laid back. 在加州整个气氛呢就特别随便和放松。
那 Mel 呢接下来又自我检讨了一下，说那你平常和我待在一起的那个状态其实是什么样的呢？
She continues, and nobody nagging you or asking you questions like some crazy neurotic woodpecker who won't let go of the issue until it's been packed to death。不会像跟我在一起的时候那样，有个人老是缠着你唠叨，或者像啄木鸟一样特别疯狂、特别神经质，不管什么事儿就要一直啄，直到啄烂的位置。
我能问你一件事吗？
好啊。
为什么是他？
你现在想讨论这个？在这个偏僻的鬼地方？
对，我知道这时机不合适，但为什么是他？你认识许多女人，午餐或开会时经常遇见。为什么是她？只是因为她漂亮吗？嗯？
谁说她漂亮？她其实很丑，简直就是畸形。如果象形人有妹妹的话，那她……
我上网查过她，她很漂亮。她是怎样的人？
她很冷淡，有点喜欢讽刺人。
怪不得，我看得出来。原来是这样，这可能像是去做精油按摩一样，很平静舒适又很放松，不会有人向你唠叨问着问题，更不会有个像我一样的啄木鸟呱呱呱的叫，不放过任何事情，直到确定它死掉为止。
不是这样，不是，真的不是那件事情。我很愚蠢，又多喝了几杯酒，我也说不清楚到底是怎么回事，然后事情就发生了。我并没有乐在其中，我一直感到罪恶，况且它的香水味道就像是墨西哥的煎饼。而你绝对是我交往过或者曾希望交往的最性感、最令人兴奋的女人，是我真心想在一起的或者永远想在一起的人。
我开始相信你了。
可以看得出来，其实对于婚姻当中的问题呢， Mel 也检讨过自己。那如果双方都意识到了自己的问题的话，看来这段婚姻也不是不可挽回的。那在随后的日子里呢， Paul 和 Mel 也开始慢慢的适应了这个小镇的生活，他们之间也有了更多交流的机会，关系也渐渐的改善了。
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You got me in between the devil and the
At this time, Meryl's assistant calls the hospital.
那一直在暗中监视他的杀手终于也通过这个渠道得知了 Paul 和 Mel 的下落。接下来的故事将如何发展呢？杀手是不是赶到了小镇上找到了 Paul 和 Mel 呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和卢涵来分享这部非常有意思的电影《失踪的摩根夫妇》，看看这部电影的大结局。
Alright, let's look at the review section. Oblivious, 无动于衷。 Let alone, 更何况。Butting heads, 顶牛僵局。Reserved, 内敛。Laid back, 放松随便。
Alright, that's all for today. 如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video, 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com。 当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 774, 收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。I'm Jesse, see you tomorrow.
Play as time goes by.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
Come on, here's another day.
Listening, sharing, and learning. Home Video. 和我们一起听电影，学英语，分享你的私房拷贝。
第七届银赛创意全球华语广播栏目大赛，你我开战。7至5月9号，我们面向全球征集广播创意。了解详情，请登录北京广播网赢在创意官方网页，或拨打电话8501-3263，8501-3263，快来加入吧，谱写您心中的美妙音符。
想省钱、省心、省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧。 微信用户搜索公众号北京外语广播，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间零敲最大学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。